This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. It is WASDE Day. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, overnight trade was a little bit of a mixed bag. You had corn somewhat supported with soybeans and wheat a little weaker for the day. Yesterday, we saw soybeans take a little thump in and we saw double-digit losses there. That, I think, just report prep trade. And then you saw a little rebound from a setback in the wheat. You know, you had 2 days down and then come into yesterday and get a little rebound, particularly in the Kansas City wheat. And then just some squaring up here again ahead of today's report at 11. So that's what it's all going to be about for the first few hours of the day here. And we'll just have to see what the numbers show us when we get to that point. And really, export sales didn't do us any favors this morning across the board. Wheat, corn, soybeans, if they made the range of estimates, they were bottom third at best. Soybeans were actually the only number that fell within the range. Corn and wheat were both below. And I don't see what's going to give us any impetus here prior to the report. So it's going to be all about the numbers at 11.
For those numbers here today, what are you going to be looking at right away to try and find out when the report is released?
First thing I'm going to be looking at is, does USDA make any sizable adjustment to the Brazil soybean production number? That'll be the first data point to look for. Then the Brazil corn number. Then you go to the U.S. numbers, then Argentina. So in that order, that's kind of how I'll be analyzing things. And I would assume that most of the trade would be looking at it that way. You know, the USDA is still well above CONAB. That's not to say that either one is absolutely right, because we know anybody can make mistakes. Anybody can be right. Anybody can be wrong. And until we get all the grain in, we just don't know what their total production number is.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
May corn up a half cent at 434 and three quarters. May soybeans down two even at 1162 and three quarters. May soybean meal up $1.70 at 332.60. May soybean oil down 67 cents at 46.93. On the Merc, April live cattle down 65 cents at 178.42. April feeder cattle down 32 cents at 237.95. May lean hogs up 52 cents at 97.07. May pork cutout down 45 cents at 104.42. And Class 3 milk down 10 cents at 15.46. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.